Chapter 16, Mission Control. The Bible makes it clear that Jesus chose to work during his 33 remarkable years on earth as the Son of Man. He dramatically proved what a sin-free person could accomplish while acting in harmony with God. Jesus boldly divested himself of divine advantages and functioned in the same sin-charged environment we know. But if Jesus worked as the Son of Man, how did he perform all those miracles, rebuking storms, raising the dead, walking on water, multiplying bread? And how did the man Jesus know about the past life of the woman at the well? He has freely told his secret, and his followers have spread the word around the world. But men are still unwilling to pay the price to do as he did. Yet the opportunity is still open to us. What were his victory secrets? Although Jesus experienced the same temptations we do, he never allowed the world's sin-drenched environment to overcome him. This purity kept the hotline to his Father wide open. Did you ever realize that purity actually generates power? Yes, power arises from purity and obedience. Asceticism or good works have no dynamic, only a godly, genuine righteousness. Because of Jesus' perfect obedience and his perfect holiness, he had an unbroken power line to all the resources of the Father. Jesus often said, in effect, "All that I do, the Father showed me, by disciplining every earthly impulse and acting in harmony with the Father." Jesus retained the constant backing of heaven. No wonder he could do such mighty works, even though he limited himself as the Son of Man. Several years ago, Russ Busby, the photographer for Worldwide Pictures, was shooting stills at Pat Boone's home in Beverly Hills. After the picture session was over, Russ, Pat, and I drifted into a stimulating discussion about this relationship between Jesus and his Father. We talked about how, during the Apollo project, the world saw a beautiful working harmony between Mission Control and the astronauts. Mission Control at the Johnson Space Flight Center in Houston was constantly available for guidance during their efforts out in space, and the communication link between the astronauts and the center was absolutely essential to every mission's success. The resources at Mission Control constantly backed up the astronauts. The training, the backing, the obedience of the astronauts, and their instant hotline to the Space Center made possible the string of breathtaking space successes. And during the Apollo 13 mission, that hotline was a lifeline. As the experts at Mission Control devised a way to save the astronauts in their explosion-damaged aircraft. So it was with Jesus. During his work down here on planet Earth, Jesus too was continuously backed by heavenly Mission Control with all his wisdom, resources, and unlimited power. By maintaining purity in his life and thereby a constant access to the power of heaven, Jesus moved victoriously even in the midst of this world's sin environment. No wonder he performed such incredible feats. This victory formula will work for us too. We also qualify for that instant backing of the Father that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. John chapter 15, verse 16. Through prayer, we can call on the same resources Jesus tapped into. When operating in harmony with God's word, Christians can see a fulfillment of Jesus' startling promise, "Greater things shall ye do." See John chapter 14, verse 12. Latent power of the mind. Because we who walk in the Spirit have the mind of Christ, Jesus' mind also merits our attention. See 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. That is an amazing truth that easily eludes us now, but will come into sharp focus in the millennium. Looking back from the perspective of eternity, we may be amazed to learn how much Jesus accomplished through having his mind smoothly harnessed with the Holy Spirit. Jesus' keen insights into people and situations were possible through the combination of his mind functioning at its full potential and blended with the Spirit. Our computer-like brains are now partially shorted out by sin. The effects are similar to the way man-made computers are disabled by a cup of coffee spilled into the keyboard. Everyone has experienced the effects on their own thinking powers when sin enters: confusion, poor judgment, irrational thought, and more. Worry and fear markedly affect our minds as a result of sin. Guilt also affects the brain when sin remains unconfessed. Over 50,000 violent deaths occur each year as a result of the impaired mental abilities of drunk drivers. Drugs and alcohol wreak havoc in the brain's delicate circuitry. Since all corruptions will have been put off from the glorified saints, we can see how the transformation in the millennial mind will enable fantastic mental accomplishments. Our new harmony with God will likewise bring us an indescribable sense of well-being, far exceeding the most delightful state of mind we have ever known. Vibrant harmony among spirit, mind, and body will explode into colossal accomplishments and indescribable joy. Oh, the ecstasy of unbroken communication with our Lord.